Again, before starting anything, I want to say thank you so much to each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for your support, for your encouragement. It has been more than 6 months since I have started this journey of holistic happiness, this Holistic Happiness Club podcast. And in the 6 months, I have received countless support, a lot of support from all of you guys, and a lot of encouragement, a lot of motivation, a lot of love from all of you. And that helps me, that motivates me to show up every week. Right? So thank you so much for all the love that you have given to me. Also, it's a request to all of you that whatever you want, whatever doubts you have, whatever questions you have related to holistic happiness, you can shoot that to me. I'll try to answer as much as possible. Whatever I know, whatever my experience is, I'll try to answer it from that point. Alright, so thank you so much again, and I am overwhelmed with the support, with the love that I am getting from all of you. Thank you so much. Keep supporting me, and I will try to put out as much knowledge and as much experience and as much sharing as I can with all of you on this beautiful journey of holistic happiness. Thank you so much for being here. Hi, my name is Akshay Tiwari. I am a holistic happiness coach, author of the book called Usher, and founder of Holistic Happiness Club. And thank you so much for tuning in, and I request you to stay tuned till the very end, because in this episode we are going to uncover some ways through which you can overcome self-doubt. There are multiple ones, but there are some top ones which I consider that these are the most effective ones that can help you to overcome self-doubt. So stay tuned till the very end, because there is a lot to know and there is a lot to discuss. Alright, so let's begin the topic of the day. And before starting, I would like to say that there are multiple ways to overcome self-doubt. Alright, and there can be some ways which resonates with you the most, and there are some ways which can resonate with me the most. And I have picked top 8, which I consider top 8 ways to overcome self-doubt. You are free to choose any one of them, or more than one of them, or all 8 of them if they resonate with you. So if one resonates with you, just pick that one and stick to that one. Other things will fall into the place as you move forward. Let things fall into the place organically. Just pick one and stick to one for time being. Right? That itself will do the magic. Alright, so let's begin. And before going into the ways that can help you overcome self-doubt, let's understand what self-doubt is and what are its causes. So self-doubt is simply the doubt on your worth or on your capabilities, right? So if somebody is saying that, okay, let me give you 100% raise, hypothetically speaking, and you start thinking, why this person is giving me 100% raise? Is there any hidden agenda in his mind? He is giving you 100% raise because you deserve it, because your work says that your talent, you are that much talented. Why can't you accept it? It is simply the doubt on your capabilities, on your talent, on what you can do, on your capacities. So this is one simple example of self-doubt. And this self-doubt, if you have in one area of your life, it can quickly spread to other areas of your life. If you have a doubt that you are not good enough in your work, somehow, slowly but surely, it will creep into your personal life as well. Somehow you will start doubting on your personal work that you are not doing it that well as you can do. So that is why it is important that you need to overcome this self-doubt. Right. So I hope you have understood what self-doubt is. So now let's talk about a little bit about what causes self-doubt. So there are again multiple causes, but I will pick two, which I think the most prominent one. Number one is past failures. You have tried something and you failed. As normal as it sounds, but most of the time we make it such a big deal that we start associating our identity with this failure. Hey, I started that thing maybe 50 years ago and I failed in that, and that's why I am a failure. Man, it doesn't work like that. Whenever we are starting something, whenever we are trying something, there is 50% chance that we will fail. And sometime we fail. It's normal, it is simple, it is life, it happens. Right? That does not create our identity as a failure. That was a mistake. You did something, learn from it, grow from it. Right? But when we start associating and we cannot get rid of that failure from our mind, and that's why we limit ourselves in our comfort zone, limit ourselves in such a way that there is no possibility of failing. We limit ourselves in such a small arena that there is no possibility of failing. So let's say, for example, if you are in an arena, you are fighting with some opponent, and if the opponent is better than you or maybe equivalent to you, there are chances that you will fail, that you will lose that match. All right, but that does not mean that you always keep fighting an opponent who is significantly smaller than you. And that is what we do in our life. If we have failed once, we start squeezing our own limitation, our own limit, so that we limit ourselves in such a way that there is no possibility of failing. And that's where our growth stuck. Whenever we will try to grow, it is natural that we can fail. Whenever we are trying something new, it is possible that we may fail. So just accept it. So this is one cause of self-doubt, that in the past we have failed sometime. All right. So just accept it, learn from it, and grow from it. All right. Second thing is more dangerous than the first one. It is easier to come out from the first one, but it is little difficult to come out from the second one. For that, you need a little help. Okay, so what is second one? Second one is either the societal conditioning or our upbringing. We are often told, simple example I'm giving, we are often told that don't brag about your achievement. If you have stood first in your class, if you have achieved your gold medal, don't go around and flaunt it. Just be humble. If somebody is saying, hey, you have done such a great job, you have won that race. Oh, it was nothing. I was just being modest and it was God's grace. Obviously, it was God's grace. Obviously, there were other people who were great. It was your day. All that is there, but that does not discount your hard work. You have done good. You have done enough hard work in your training, and that is why you stood on that day. That is why God has favored you. That is why God's grace has fallen upon you, right? So you have done that hard work, earn that credit as well. While you are giving all that credit to God or your coach or your team, it's good. It is good to be humble. It is good not to get so egoistic, but at the same time, take the due credit as well. All right. So what I'm trying to say is that the conditioning that we have in our society and in our upbringing for not bragging and etc., etc., some other things, that can create self-doubt in you. All right. So these are two major causes of self-doubt. Now let's talk about what are the ways through which you can overcome the self-doubt. Number one is foster self-awareness. Self-doubt will germinate in the places when you are not aware of your own capabilities, right? If you are not aware that you can run a marathon, or let's say make it a little smaller, that you can run 10 kilometer, and if I'm asking, hey, can you run 10 kilometer, you will start doubting yourself because you don't know whether you can run or not, right? It is a simple example, but that illustrates how these things can work. If you are self-aware of your own capabilities or of your capacities, of your worth, self-doubt will have no place to hide, right? So fostering self-awareness is important. For that, you can journal, you can take professional help. There are online questionnaire, and there are multiple things that you can do to be more self-aware, to do more introspection, all right? So foster more self-awareness. More self-aware you are, less self-doubt you will have about yourself. Second thing is limit social media and limit comparison. Although social media and comparison both are synonyms nowadays, whenever we are on social media, we see that our other's life is going perfectly fine. They are not having any problem and all the problems are in our account today. See what happens, man. If you have a 1,000 friends on social media, 10 of them will be on vacation on any given day. So today you are saying, today on Monday, maybe you are seeing that friend number 1 to 10, they are on vacation, they are doing some great holiday, and you are thinking, hey, what am I doing in my office? My friends are doing vacation. On Tuesday, you are saying friend number 2 to 20 are on vacation, but at the same time, my friend, there are 990 other friends who are sitting in the office just like you. Right, we are not seeing them because they are not posting their picture in the office. Right, people post their happy moments, not their sad moments, and we only see those happy moments and we start criticizing and we start doubting our own life, that what am I doing with my life? If is my life going good, as good as others? Right, so social media has started creating comparison between you and others' life. All right, and there are other ways through which you compare yourself with other. So comparison of any kind that can lead to self-doubt, because maybe through our evolution or just with the human nature, we try to think and try to pick those things which others have and we don't, and that creates the self-doubt that why am I lacking this thing. So if you will not compare, you need to understand that everyone is on their own journey. You are on your journey. Others are on their own journey. Maybe they have started ahead, or maybe their route is different, or whatever. You need to understand what, from where you have started, where you are going, what are your values, what are your vision, what are your goals, and you need to work accordingly. And others, whatever they are doing for their own values and for their own visions. It has nothing to do with you. Alright, so there is no point in comparing yourself with others. If we understand that, then there will be no self-doubt. But if we don't, we will start thinking from the point of lack, and there will be so many self-doubt. So you need to limit your social media, limit your comparison with others, and there will be less space for self-doubt. Alright, set realistic goals. This is point number 3. What happens sometimes, we set such a big goals for ourselves that we fail in them. For a person who is maybe 30 kg extra, he is carrying 30 kg extra every day on his body. And how he has got 30 kg extra? I'm not talking about people who has got some medical condition. I'm talking about people who are just lazy or because of some problem in their life, some stress or some other thing in their life, they have gained 30 kg. 30 kg you cannot gain in 30 days. It must have been some months, some years, maybe 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. You have been following unhealthy lifestyle. That's how you have gained 30 kg. Now from tomorrow onward, that person wants to run 10 kilometers every day. Till today, he was not running even one. From tomorrow, he wants to run 10 kilometers every day. Will he succeed or will he fail? More chances are that he will fail. There can be some people who can run 10 kilometers every day, even if they have not run one. But I'm not talking about exception. I'm talking about majority here. So set realistic goal. If you will set the goals that are too big for you to achieve, more chances are that you will fail. High probability is that you will fail. And when you will fail, you will start doubting yourself that you are good for nothing. If you have set the target for 10 km from tomorrow and till today you have not run even a kilometer, chances are that you will fail and you will say, hey, I'm not good for running. Set the target for 500 meter first, 100 meter first. And if you are not able to run 100 meter, if you are thinking that 100 meter is too much for you, just set the target for tomorrow that I will wear the running shoes and that's it. Tomorrow's target is over. Day after tomorrow, I will go out of the door and I will come back. After that day, I will walk for 10 steps and I will come back. Start small. Start so small that there is no possibility of failing. And when you starting so small, setting realistic goal that you can achieve, then you will be succeeding in them. And when you will succeed, you will find yourself that you are an achiever instead of a failure. And that will replace the self-doubt with confidence. And yeah, with confidence. All right. So set realistic goals. And also, there is one more thing that why you need to set realistic goals. So let's say that from till today, you are not doing any exercise. I'm just taking hypothetical example of physical activity, but it applies in all the areas of your life. So till today, you are not doing any exercise, right? But still, you are spending 24 hours, isn't it? So from tomorrow, if you want to do 1 hour of exercise, you need to let go of some other activity of 1 hour. Most of the time, we do not take into account that which activity we are going to forego from tomorrow onwards. So take all these things into account as well. That's what I'm trying to say. Set realistic goal and recollect and realign your resources that how you are going to make time for that goal which you are setting for yourself. All right, so enough for setting realistic goal. Next thing is practicing self-compassion. See, what happens whenever we are setting the target, there will always be chance that we will fail. Whenever we are setting out for a goal, there are always chance that we will fail. We can succeed, but we can fail as well. At the time of the failure, how you are taking that failure will decide whether you are going to move forward or you are going to move backward with self-doubt. Right? If you are embracing that failure as the opportunity to learn, as the opportunity to introspect, and as the opportunity to improve yourself and go to the next level, then it is good. And it can only happen when you treat yourself with self-compassion. So practice self-compassion. Try to recollect all your achievement. Try to remind yourself that how you are an achiever, how you have achieved so many things in your life, and the attitude of gratitude helps a lot in that. Okay, so practice self-compassion. Whenever there is a failure, talk to yourself kindly, talk to yourself as a friend, and take the learnings from the failure and move forward. So that is what self-compassion is all about. And if you do not treat yourself with self-compassion, you will start thinking yourself as a failure. Because you have failed once, you will start labeling yourself as a failure and you will start thinking, hey, I'm not good for anything and I have failed again. That will make your belief stronger that you are a failure. And that will pull you back from succeeding, from growing further. All right. So practice self-compassion, practice kind self-talk. Celebrate progress, not perfectionism, is the next point. What happens, as I said, that whenever we are set out for a goal, there are chances that we will fail. And if you have a big goal, there will be multiple milestones that you have created for yourself. And chances are that in each milestone, you might fail or you might succeed. So when you fail, I'm asking you to treat yourself as a friend, treat yourself kindly and compassionately so that you do not label yourself as a failure and you take the learnings and move forward. But what if you succeed in some milestone? Whenever you succeed, it is important that you celebrate that. Why it is important to celebrate? Because if we think, hey, it is too small thing to celebrate, then what happens? We do not create any memory, any anchor of that success. Whatever it is, however small it is a success. You have achieved something. So celebrate it. When you will celebrate, it will create an anchor, a marker in your head, in your mind, that you have achieved something. That will reinforce the belief that you are an achiever, not a failure. So that is why it becomes very important that you celebrate your progress. You do not wait for that perfect moment that when you have achieved everything. And you know why you need not to wait for that? Because it never comes. whenever you will reach to that target, you will nitpick something that this is missing, that is missing, that is missing. Because if you have the mindset of lack, if you are coming from the mindset of poverty, then you will find some lack in each and every area of your life and each and every success of your life. Even if you have stood first in your class as a student with 99% mark, 99.99% marks on all the subjects, you will say, hey, I have stood first, but I could have got 100. If you have a poverty mind or the mindset of lack, instead, just celebrate whatever place you have got, whatever marks you have got, celebrate it. And if you have failed, just learn why you have failed and implement those learnings and move forward. All right. Next is challenge negative thoughts. See, there is a inner voice in our head which always keep on chattering with us, that keep on telling us that you are not good, or it can tell us that we are good. So in some cases it is positive, it is empowering. In some cases it is negative and disempowering, and it pulls us back. So in the cases when it is disempowering, see, this inner voice is self-made. This inner voice is our own belief. It is being created from our past incidents, from our failures, from our success, from our upbringing. Somebody has said something, maybe we have heard something on TV, maybe our ideal has said something in the interview, and those things that creates a belief in our head, and that is our inner voice. Right. So if it is talking to you negatively, challenge it. Try to find out the root cause. Try to repeat the opposite things for you, because this has become your inner voice with enough repetition. So if you are repeating something otherwise, that otherwise will become your belief. So you need to challenge your negative thought. More on this I have already covered in the series of how to overcome your limiting beliefs and how to create empowering beliefs. So you can find out in those episodes. Next is engage in self-care. It's a big one. In the first appearance, it does not look it is related, but it is highly, highly related. So if you are not taking care of yourself, if you are not taking care of your mind and body, slowly it will get tired. It will drift apart from whatever you are trying to pursue. If you do not have a healthy body, if you do not have a healthy mind, you will not be able to pursue whatever you are pursuing. It is as simple as that. If you are thinking that whatever my goal is, it is mostly mentally, nothing, it has nothing to do with the health, physical health, or whatever I am trying to pursue, it is only physical, I just want to be the best bodybuilder in the world, or trying to be best athlete in the world, it has nothing to do with the mind, you are mistaken. Mind and body works in symphony. You can have sound mind only if you have sound body. You can experience everything. You can be confident if you have a healthy body. And if you do not have a healthy body, it will play some role in whatever you are pursuing. If you do not have a healthy mind, it will play a huge role in whatever you are pursuing. So you need to take care of your mind and your body. And last but not the least, if you are struggling to overcome your self-doubts, seek professional help. It can be the missing piece of the puzzle that is hindering your progress, your growth, your success story. All right. So sometimes we struggle a lot to find out some very silly thing, whereas a professional can find out in minutes, or he or she can guide you in finding out those areas of problem that are hindering your progress, that are coming from self-doubts, that are creating self-doubts. And when those blocks are removed, you are set and you are launched again to the path of the success. So don't discount professional help. If you need professional help, seek professional help. they are professionals for a reason. They have experience, they have expertise, they can guide you in the right direction. All right, so these are the things that you can do to overcome self-doubt. So here is the end of the topic. But before we end that episode today, I would like to announce that Holistic Happiness Club has membership. Holistic Happiness Club is the place where we talk everything about happiness. We consider happiness as a holistic 360 degree concept, and it includes everything: your love life, your spiritual life, your personal growth, your finances, your wealth, your health, and everything that is related to your life is related to your happiness. Happiness is constituted of everything, all right? That's what we believe in Holistic Happiness Club. And also we believe that every individual is different. So blueprint of success for every individual, blueprint for success, also blueprint of happiness for every individual is going to be different, because every individual is different. So there is a need to treat every individual differently. So I urge you to become a member of Holistic Happiness Club and set out on this journey of holistic happiness. Transform yourself towards success, transform yourself towards more meaningful and more happy, more content, satisfied life, more meaningful life. Alright, so this is all about Holistic Happiness Club. My name is Akshay, as I said, and if you want to connect with me, Instagram is the place. Happiness Architect is my handle. You can connect with me on my website. AkshayTiwari.in is my website. And till the time we are seeing each other again, be happy, stay blessed, and take care of yourself, take care of your loved one, take care of the people around you, and always remember, happiness is a lifestyle.